A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Vi är tillbaka.
Yeah, we are.
Mitt namn är Amat Levin.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Och ni lyssnar på Så vad händer?
Yeah, you are.
Där vi vanligtvis snackar om allt som händer inom politiken, populärkulturen och så vidare. Men det här är ju en grej till där vi djupdyker i någonting vi tycker är extra kul. Och just nu håller vi på och betar oss igenom Love is Blind. Det är ju den sjätte säsongen. Och de släppte ju den här långa, stora batchen. 6 avsnitt. Vi är på 5:e just nu. Och jag påminner alla om att vi ger våra takes liksom avsnitt per avsnitt. Jag jumped the gun lite ju i slutet på förra avsnittet. För jag trodde att de skulle visa Trevor breakup. Men det är i det här avsnittet. Det börjar istället med the Trevor breakup. Först, det allra första man får se här är dock Jimmy som friar till Megan Coyote.
I love
it. Han friar till henne och hon säger ja. Beskriver sig som the luckiest girl in the world. Han blir väldigt glad också. Och sen återstår ju det här med att fria till Trevor. Eller att göra slut med Trevor, rättare sagt. För att han är den som egentligen var den första att liksom bli all the way locked in med henne. Och till skillnad från Jimmy som håller på och flipfloppade mellan morsan och Chelsea, så har ju Trevor varit 100% down for Chelsea från dag ett. How? I don't really know.
Whoever asked first, man. He called it.
Det här är ju ingen utseende grej nu, det som jag säger nu. Men bara, jag ser inte vad är det i hennes persona, i hennes personlighet, som har fått två män att liksom bli head over heels i henne. I don't get it.
I don't either. And not even talking about, like, she hasn't been, like, funny.
Men de har mentioned, båda två har kommenterat att hon skrattar så himla mycket. Jag vet inte om det var sån
grej. You know what, that's what it is.
Så killar som är så korkade och bara så, she laughs at all my jokes typ. Och hon har också beskrivit sig själv som en så easy, hon är som very easy going. Och det kanske är en sån grej att de bara så här, vilken så härlig tjej som bara skrattar och är med på allt typ. Och inte har så mycket personlighet. De kanske gillar det. Because I can't, jag vet inte alls, annars, vad är det som hon, vet man egentligen någonting om henne?
I didn't think about that until right now, that we don't really get why she likes him.
Hon gillar Coors Light.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Hon gillar Coors Light och hon har väl beskrivit någonting om att hon har haft dåliga relationer tidigare.
She's been married before.
Married,
so
just
we know. She was married in the past and that she, you know, she was emotional about bringing it up and she got married young.
Fem års äktenskap och Coors Light och de bara, we're in. Let's do this. Vi kollar då hur det går. The breakup.
Mm. music.
Hello. Yeah, man.
Hey. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You are just a phenomenal person. And you would fit into my life so perfectly and so well, and I just have really struggled with my emotions, obviously, you know that.
Yeah. This doesn't sound positive.
Yeah, not promising at all, bro.
Is it going this way, or are you just building up suspense?
He's like, even I can't believe this shit. You know who I am?
I can't give you all of me right now.
Right now?
Another pair of jeans destroyed. Look at this, man. What is up with that? What are we doing?
Are you giving it all to someone else?
Yes.
That you're sure that'll make you happiest?
Start to hide the sniffles.
Bro. Yeah, man. It was a wet sniffle.
Do you have a reason why?
It wasn't like a Matthew sniffle.
I don't.
You don't have a reason why? What? He's like, bitch. I'd have been out, dude.
I'm confused.
I didn't blow frog out there.
Yes, I love
it. So you're choosing someone who was questioning if they wanted another girl versus someone who was 100% sure that they wanted you.
Hmm. She don't even know what it feels like to be. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I get, like, if that's what makes you happy, then I'm happy for you, but I don't understand it.
I don't think you understand how hard this has been for me.
How would things have gone if I came here and just started talking and gave you the speech I had in my head? Like, if I came in, like, guns blazing, marriage speech, could something like that change your mind? I had a good speech, too.
I know you did. And I know that you would be such a good husband.
But I'm in love with somebody else. Where's that part?
Oh, that's so.
Did you already say yes to him?
Oof. It's feet to the fire right here.
Yeah.
Yep.
If I went first, would you have said yes to me?
Oof.
He ain't wrong.
He ain't wrong. Called her dumbass out. And she didn't say no here. I don't know if she did, but she didn't say no on screen.
Nah.
For us, they didn't keep in her no, which is very essential.
Mm-hmm.
If I were her and I said no right away and they cut it out like that, I'd be mad. But I have a feeling that she didn't say no because she's basically been exposed for just wanting somebody to pick her.
Hon sa också att
anybody.
I don't know, like the reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's on you.
Like what? I'd be mad if I was Jimmy and I heard.
Det är enkelt. Jag fattar att hon inte vill gå in på så här, ge värsta breakdown.
Yeah.
Men det är enkelt att bara säga någonting i stil med att jag känner för dig, men jag känner mer för the other guy.
Like what a girl said to Clay as they were going through their little thing. AD was like, I had a stronger connection with this other person. You know, that's probably tough to say and tough to hear. But it was like substance. It was some meat there.
Men här känns det som att hon gör helt fel val faktiskt. Hon väljer Jimmy som har varit the flip-flopper. Och jag undrar varför. Jag tror att det finns...
I got a theory.
Ja, säg din theory, för det kanske är samma.
That all of this time, she's so focused on these superficial things and being the outsider and like not being the cool girl problem. It's my assumption that she's not the cool girl. She has all of this insecurity. And then she's in the house with this prototypical, as we said, Instagram aesthetic lady and Jessica, and now it's been about beating this hot woman that looks better than her in her own mind, more so than marrying your perfect match.
Mm. Precis. Och hon har ju, precis som att vi snackade om att när Clay blev störd av att AD höll på med Matthew, och man bara sa, men det är ju för att Clay också har träffat Matthew. Han vet vad kind of guy that is. Och det är väl lite samma här, fast på ett annat sätt. Att hon vet vilken så här, quote-unquote baddie som hon morsan är. Och därför, jag förstår, därför blir det som att okay, jag, om jag kan vinna över en sån tjej, så säger det... Det ger mig en boost i mitt
självförtroende. Especially in something like this. Mm. A competition that's a... Not a competition, but a reality dating show that removes the looks, removes that advantage that this woman has over me, and she's still gonna beat me? Yeah. Even though I've been saying she had it easy and she's been using looks to get all she wants, now she gets what I want and off of personality? Mm-hmm. What am I?
Och här så... Jag tror att det kan ligga någonting i det, absolut. Jag tror också det kan vara en som inte är lika avancerad teori, men som är någorlunda åt samma håll. Det är ju det här med att bara en klassisk sån grej, att in dating så känns det som att det är rätt vanligt hos folk att man går efter det som är svårare blir lite mer attraktivt. Mm. Alltså någon som är väldigt tydlig med att jag vill ha dig, bara dig, det känns enkelt, man tar det lite för givet. Och sen så känns det mer spännande med någon som man ska kanske så här win over. Och det blir lite mer utmanande, och det känns som att det kan vara någonting sånt också, eller en kombination av de två.
That's why being a fuckboy is productive.
Yeah, well, that's why, precis, det är därför det finns många fuckboys, because it works.
Y'all giving it up to them.
Y'all giving it up to them.
they're getting the attention, you know, all the women going after the fuckboys, you know.
Are you
the
saying
bad guys? Exactly. The good guys never win.
The good guy never wins, did they say it?
That's all I'm trying to say. The good guys never win, and you know, how come the good guys can't be hjärtats fröjd? Jag fick längta.
Nej, men Trevor här får vi ge en shoutout till också. Hanterar den här breakupen väldigt, väldigt väl. Och det här är ju, kan vi ju jämföra med vad jag snackade om i förra avsnittet med just morsan, som vi tyckte hade varit så mature och hade uppmuntrat Jimmy att dejta runt och exhaust all options och så vidare och så vidare. Men sen när det kom down till att ta en faktisk rejection, så var det väldigt svårt för henne att ta den. Och det kanske också hänger ihop med att, jag vet inte, hon kanske inte har fått så mycket rejections in real life.
Probably not.
Och därför blir det som en sån här punch in your face. Och när man säger så att kvinnor inte kan ta rejections, så vet jag ju att alltid, för det är inte första gången vi pratar om det. Men jag försöker alltid också poängtera att det är klart att det finns tusentals män som inte kan ta rejection också. Och vi vet ju också att in the worst case så kan det till och med bli lethal.
Yeah.
Så det är inte det, men det är bara det att den generella mannen som inte är liksom ett psykfall, de flesta män har ju fått ta, tror jag, fler rejections än kvinnor. Yeah. Om man är liksom, det är alltid från så att gå upp till någon på klubben och försöka få dens nummer och bli turned down.
It's like telemarketer life.
Ja, men alltså, precis.
Like, bara är det, hey, would you like to get a hello?
Så är det inte så himla farligt liksom att få bli. Alltså det är klart man kan, om det är någon man är kär i, det är ju fett jobbigt. Men jag bara säger att man är van vid att få en rejection på ett sätt som vissa kvinnor inte verkar vara.
And imagine getting rejection in aisle 7 at Walmart. Just think about that.
Has that happened?
Nah, it kind of worked at Walmart, man.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm sure it happened.
Kept coming back, huh?
Yeah.
Nej, men han är ju bara basically
exactly a fuckboy in Walmart, aisle 7, man. Fuckboy in aisle 7.
Trevor hade ju också, om han skulle göra som morsan, hade han också här kunnat bara, oh my god, you did this to me, you led me on, du fick mig att tro att... Men han tar det för vad det är. Det här är en tävling, kind of, där vi är medvetna om att vi alla dejtar flera personer. Och det är en stor chans att man inte blir den du är kär i, kanske inte blir kär i dig. Mm. Eller kanske åtminstone inte vill ha en relation med dig. Och that's what it is. Och det enda han gör
är
han säger bara, jag kommer sitta kvar här i rummet, jag kommer vara ledsen, I wish you luck liksom. Han är en great guy till och med, this Jimmy, men jag är ledsen, men vad ska jag säga liksom.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Great guy, most eligible bachelor.
Så väldigt bra hanterat. En model i hur man ska hantera rejection, sen så.
Yes, and a model in just appearance.
Alltså han är verkligen en... Ja,
they're calling him like an eligible bachelor now.
I mean, I bet. Yeah. Jag tror att han har fått en... Det som Matthew var som sa, oh, America's on my side.
Yo, America's really on his side.
America är on Trevor's side. Och jag tror att hade han bara slutat med den här... hans look på kläderna. Där han ser ut som att han jobbar på posten, typ. Och sluta med the mullet. Då tror jag han skulle liksom... Han är verkligen en great guy.
But some women love a mullet.
Not enough to marry. You never marry the mullet. Vi checkar in hos Laura.
Oh, I want to say though, we skipped past that conversation, but he does say afterwards, and I love it. Probably sucks for Jimmy to hear that. Because when she says like, but she couldn't answer that basically when he asked if you can, if you were to say yes to me.
Mm.
So I like that he did that, man.
Vi har ju Jeremy som gör slut med Sarah Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Och hon tar också ganska bra.
Yeah.
Hon tar det bra. Hon är som att så här,
her eye was drooping.
Hon säger att hon blir förvånad liksom, och det har man ju rätt att bli. Hon fattar inte liksom varför det inte funkar. Han förklarar liksom, försöker.
I kind of understood it though.
Ja, ja, men alltså det, jag vet inte. Jag tycker typ i relationer, framförallt när du är flera personer involverade, du behöver väl inte ha värsta reason.
Yeah.
Det är ju så med kärlek. It's
better for you.
Det är inte en matematisk grej att bara säga, jo, det här plus det gjorde att det inte blev. Ibland är det bara, fucking feel more for this person.
Mm.
Men här får vi också se ett bra exempel på hur, igen, jag tror jag skulle vara alldeles för petty för det här. Sarah Ann kommer direkt från att ha blivit dumpad. Och den första personen hon träffar är ju Laura, som är den som blev vald.
Bruh, I couldn't believe this.
It's you.
It's you.
All right. Honey.
Honey,
oh,
no, shut the
she's
fuck
so
up.
Fake.
You know what? Shut the fuck up.
For a reason, because I wasn't sure. It's okay.
Don't fucking hug me.
It's okay, sorry. All is good.
I can't stand Laura, man.
I promise. But that's she's good.
I mean, I was ready to leave today because I thought it was you. Okay.
Bitch, you don't have to say that.
Bitch, get out of my face.
Trust me. I love you. And I'm happy for you.
Don't say you love me. Get out of here. Give me space.
Lord. I know what a fucking wild ride.
Did you guys have like a heart-to-heart in your date? And
they're all heart-to-hearts, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all heart-to-hearts.
What do you say, though? She asked you the question. First of all, I would have got out of town. I would have got the fuck away once you said that. Like, oh, I'm going to give you your space. That's what I would have done. I'm going to give you your space. I'm probably the last person you need to see right now. We'll talk later. Mm. I'm sorry that it happened, but I'm also, you know, it's weird. I got to go. I'm going to get out of here.
Dock så kanske de är jättebra vänner eller någonting. Man har bara inte fått se allt det. De kanske har värsta. De kanske har haft en konversation om det här redan. Att så här, no, listen, no hard feelings.
Yeah.
Så att det kanske vi inte har fått se, och därför är det förklaringen till det här. Men jag känner bara mig själv. Jag hade bara inte, du är inte riktigt dig jag vill träffa just nu, all right?
Yeah, not right now. See, when she said it's you, that meant like, I'm not happy about this right now.
Det är ju som i svenska versionen när Oscar och, vad heter han? Johan. När jag tror att Johan hade blivit dumpad och de hade den här värsta emotional kramen. Det är också bara, not you. Don't hug me.
Where's the guy with the tinted glass?
Exactly.
Bring him in with do the titties.
Yeah.
Let me nuzzle in his cleavage.
Need a pair of titties to cry on right now. Vi går sen till the reveal. För att sen så friar ju Jeremy till Laura, och det går bra.
I didn't feel like it was that. He's like a robot to me, man.
Not the robots, man.
He just doesn't feel that like. I don't know. Maybe he's like maybe he came for money or something, and hasn't like, had like, you know, sometimes people don't have that life. They don't have a life. Those life experiences that made that built them, they didn't go through enough.
Yeah.
I feel like it might be that guy.
Nu i alla fall så ska ju Jimmy, han har gjort slut med morsan. Han pratade om det till killarna och till kameran, om att han aldrig blivit liksom slammed så där av en kvinna.
Yeah.
Så att, men lyckligtvis då så har han sin perfect match som han har valt. Så att han mådde dåligt, men nu ska han träffa den här kvinnan som han har valt. Och vi vet ju här, 27-åriga Jimmy, vi vet ju att han tänker, det är inte Megan Fox som kommer ut, men det är kind of Megan Fox. In the vicinity of Megan Fox.
Megan Fox-ish.
Ja, Megan Fox-ish. Mm-hmm. Så, ja, vi får se. Vi kollar hur första mötet går.
Goofiest run out ever.
My opinion prior to coming here was looks are important. There needs to be form a strong connection with someone. And this process has sort of changed my opinion on that a bit. I've never been more sure that I've never been more sure that Chelsea is someone that I can
Damn, they kept that shit, bro.
To about
he
anything.
Paused to give Damn. Them room to edit, and they chose not to.
A level of attraction, I really do, but at the same time, this experiment has given me the ability to build what seems like an unbreakable bond. I'm attracted to her personality and the love she's given me, and that's all that matters.
Sometimes, guys, I feel like I look for these little petite girls. I'm tall, I'm a
See?
Little thicker.
It's on her head. It's on in her head, bro.
I don't care what you look like. I do not care what you look like.
But he did propose when, he fake proposed when you said you look like Megan Fox.
I don't know his eye color, and I don't care. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
I'm a,
I think
get
I said
it.
That
Just
yesterday.
Throw up.
I'm literally about to throw Fuck. Up.
Keep a bucket by your chair. God damn it. I don't
it's
want to hear about it.
It's a constant feeling. I was so
it's a constant
doubtful
feeling.
That
she's
I could
throw
find
up.
Someone to love me for who I am. And
this should,
find
somebody
my
should cut that together.
During this journey is just unreal.
That's an easy cut too, man. I feel like I'm going to throw up. It's a constant feeling. This goofball. Watch this run.
You like run, bitch?
There she goes.
Oh
watch
my
this.
Goodness!
What the fuck?
Here.
Shoot it!
Shoot it! Oh my
God. You're gorgeous.
Nah.
Why she came at him like that, man?
I'm excited.
He said you're gorgeous, and he whispered that. Nice kiss. That's a good TV kiss. Was that a good kiss?
Oh my God.
No, I'm saying that's her asking. Oh. That's right on brand for her.
So
Tell me I am.
Damn,
you see his hand wandering.
Sound for my kisses.
Yeah.
We have the same color eyes.
Do we?
Look at his face.
Regret.
Man, oh.
He look like he, you can see he looks like feels betrayed. Oh,
were you nervous about
that?
I was so nervous.
I wanted to pass out. Oh my God!
Don't tell him you're gonna
Are
throw
you happy?
Up.
I'm so
okay.
happy.
Did you think about the fact that he didn't propose right there? He didn't drop to a knee here.
Nej, just det. Han gjorde inte det direkt.
Almost everyone does it.
Men, ja, precis.
I thought about it.
Mm. Men som sagt, han, det är hela det här med liksom utseendet och så vidare. Han har ju egentligen ingen, där sa vi i förra avsnittet tror jag. Det är inte att han är någon handsome guy. Han har inte någon rätt egentligen att så här, ha, tycka värsta om hennes utseende.
This is, for you all watching video, this is him.
Det är inte som att så här, han är out of her league eller någonting
no,
sånt.
No, I don't think that.
Inte alls. Men det är ju bara igen de falska förhoppningarna som gör det. Det är bara onödigt. Det var så en dum taktisk bara miss från hennes
setting yourself up.
Sida. For failure. Och det skulle set up de flesta för failure, tror jag.
Yeah.
Och jag tror att han kommenterade det vid något tillfälle, va?
Yes, right here.
she definitely lied to me on some how she looked. Chelsea told me she looked like Megan Fox.
I'm so sweaty.
But
oh my God, did that fucked up all of the production? I'm so sweaty. Don't let him in there. That's mean.
I thought that when I first saw it, cold blooded. I love this team, man. Whoever's behind this is just my top notch messiness.
I'm so sweaty. Jesus Christ.
I'm very attracted to her. I can work with that.
Huh? Well, see?
I learned a lot about myself.
Did you see that? The look she gave when you said you're gorgeous. Man, this is too much baggage for me.
Han sa this you are gorgeous. Och hon tittade på honom som att really? Eller do you really mean that?
Really, yeah,
that
yeah. Mean Oof, I would if I got to keep doing this with you.
Oh. Så att, ja, precis. Men han säger ju, liksom, ja, hon lied about her looks, kind of. Och jag, dock att hon sa, som jag poängterade förut, det här med att hon sa ju, hon la in det caveat i att det är faktiskt bara håret och ögonen som gör att folk säger det. Men, igen, det är onödigt. Men we have been over that.
And she let him say the Megan Fox part.
Ja, just det.
Sen har vi ju... What's his name, wife?
Laura och Jeremy som har sin reveal och den verkar också gå rätt bra, right?
Yeah.
Och sen så är det till The Dominican Republic och igen slightly bättre än Cypern off-season.
Yeah.
Som på den svenska versionen.
Yeah. You think it was time of the year or?
Dominican ser väl alltid ut sådär, pretty much.
No, I'm saying Cyprus.
Ja, Cypern är säkert finare på liksom i hög säsong. Men
right, because they were there like the spring.
Det kändes bara som att på den svenska versionen när de var i Cypern så var det så lite för tidigt på right. åren fortfarande.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Men ändå så tror jag att Cypern är väl jättefint, men the Dominican är ju...
It's Dominican.
It's the Dominican Republic.
Do you think Clay's been there before?
I'm like, oh, I know a place.
He knows way around. He's like, oh man, I got my passport and everything. Let me stop, man. Clay might not be. Seems like he might fit the passport, bro. If he told me he was a passport, bro, I wouldn't be surprised.
Men nu han har found God, so
yeah, yeah.
Men he has the look.
Yeah,
the passport bro, för er som inte vet det, så är ju passport bro ett term för oftast svarta män som har skaffat sig sitt pass och som åker till vissa länder för att i princip hålla på med sexturism.
Right, but they package it in American women don't know how to...
Treat a man.
Not just treat a man. What was it? How to be led.
I remember this. How to be led.
They forgot how to be led, man. How to be submissive. And submissive women are the ones in countries that are...
Så då åker de till Dominikanska republiken. Yeah. Eller de åker till Colombia. Mm. Eller de åker till vissa av de här länderna.
South American places. And
där the American dollar bär dem väldigt långt. Där de kanske är helt vanliga snubbar i USA. Men de blir i stort sett rika. Och genom det... Tror de att de blir high value män och får de här kvinnorna som de tycker är beautiful och så känner de att fan, det här är this is the life liksom. Men ja, det är väldigt mycket av det här är också bara sex
alltså
det är liksom. Anyways, många av dem som är passport bros, de ser ut som Assault Mike.
So, yeah, I was gonna say Assault Mike. Not even Clay. Yeah, they look like Assault Mike.
Ja, oh, yeah, precis. Clay har väl inga problem med få kvinnor, men
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Anyways, side note. Vi Chelsea och Jimmy. Yeah.
Ooh. This was weird here.
I totally forgot what you
look like. Oh, how long do you...
Do you regret it?
No, you look
Do you regret
great.
It?
Right away.
You look great. You're gorgeous. I'm so happy. Not that that would matter, but...
To be fair, man, let's give up about it. I can't
First
stand
few
her.
Minutes.
I can't stand
She's
her.
My least favorite person. I've watched a lot of reality TV, and she's up there. She's top bottom five, I guess I would call it, instead of top five. Jeez.
För den här är en sån wet blanket på allting. Och jag tycker att han försöker ju bekräfta hennes utseende. Han säger you're gorgeous, you're beautiful, not that it matters. Och hennes, jag vet inte, ni som bara lyssnar på det här, för det första, kom till patreon.com/svh
yeah.
Och bli prenumeranter, så kan ni få videoversionen av det här och se det vi ser.
Yeah.
Men jag menar, hennes min hela tiden är, hon bara brush it off som att you don't really mean that. Ja, ja, liksom. Och det, jag fattar det. Det är på ett sätt det är väldigt tragiskt, för det kommer från en place of insecurity.
Yeah.
Hon har berättat om det här med hennes tidigare relationer. Vem vet det här med giftermål och hur det såg ut där. Hon säger vid något tillfälle att hon hade tandställning i 9 år. Mm. Och kommenterar att killar vill ha petit kvinnor, men att hon är taller on the thicker side.
Mm.
Så att hon har ju uppenbarligen massa issues med hennes utseende.
Mm.
Som gör att hon inte ens kan ta en komplimang from this guy när han ger den till henne.
And it's not like he's getting showered with, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he is getting showered with compliments, but from her. But it's not like he's like this stud like that.
Nej.
Either. Nej, so, they're pretty equal in their level of attraction. So why can't, I don't know, she shouldn't feel like all of this pressure about, you know, maybe he's gonna leave you or something. I don't, it's so weird.
Men det blir en så självuppfyllande profetia till slut när man är så här insecure.
Yes.
Liksom.
Yes.
För du projicerar den här osäkerheten som, trots då att din partner ger dig en massa bekräftelse, så projicerar du osäkerheten. Och den till slut kommer att push the partner away. Det är bara så det är. Det blir ju väldigt oattraktivt.
Yeah.
Så att han kanske inte tycker att du är oattraktiv. Han tycker att du är attraktiv. Men ditt sätt att vara med det här, din osäkerhet, gör dig oattraktiv.
It's unattractive.
Så.
It's like, damn, man, should I think she pretty? Shit.
Do you remember what I look like exactly?
Yeah.
It was just like a level of excitement. I like blacked out.
No, I remembered your eyes. That was for sure.
Can I sit down with you?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I can't wait to hear what you thought about this.
Remember what you said? You said, I'm wearing women's deodorant.
Well, it was first impression. I hadn't put cologne on since the morning.
I wear women's deodorant.
So that wasn't my smell. And I didn't want you to.
You smell so good.
You do it regularly?
I buy women's deodorant.
Oh, why?
I'm so deodorant targeted for women. I don't know. Marketed to women.
But what? But
I
why?
Normally get you, the dub,
there has to be a reason, right?
Oh, because I feel like it's probably better.
I don't know.
I started back in the day. I found this deodorant called Dove Powder Fresh. It was only in the women's area, hygiene area. And it was the one that worked the best. It was like a... But then it had like a softer smell to it. You know, men be having like chokehold deodorant, you know what I'm saying? It smells like iron, you know, shit like that. So I like the softness of the smell. And then like, I felt like they probably put their time into the science of making this where I'm not going to sweat and I'm not going to stink.
Mm, okay.
So I'm going with the ladies.
Mm, okay.
And to this day,
I
buy women's deodorant.
Ja, okej. Okay. Well, alltså
I get it.
Det är väl bara liksom, igen, all marketing, liksom.
Yeah.
Women's deodorant och det ena och det andra, men...
I use women's toothpaste, too.
Women's...
I'm just playing. What the
fuck is going on? Women's toothpaste.
It makes it, it's like got fillers in it. If you brush the back, your back of your lips swell up.
But look, you did good.
I'm glad you like it.
You said...
He's so chill, too.
Women's deodorant. And then you said you almost went home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said...
I was going through it.
Finding it.
So
heat seeker.
Oh, yeah, I got a
for negativity.
What?
You told me during our last date, you said you wasn't going to tell anybody.
I didn't tell anybody. I swear to God, I didn't
just
tell
just one
anybody.
Person.
I was told that you ran in there yelling.
Who said that? I swear to God.
He loves me!
I swear
she
on
didn't
my
do
mom.
That.
I did... whisper it. Laura asked me, she goes, how was your date? Because she knew it was with you. And I just said, it was really nice. Jimmy told me he loved me. I didn't know she was going to go run and tell.
She did run.
She did
I
run
walked in and Jessica saw me. I would have never done that though. Last I talked to her about you, she wasn't happy with how you responded to her having a kid.
I believe you.
I would have never done that.
She didn't lie, but she
walking
kinda...
in there with her the last time. I like started just talking like I normally talk, and she was like, don't give me a pity party, and slammed me, and basically told me that I had a decision made the previous day, and I actually didn't have a decision the day I told you I love you.
Bro. But, why?
Dude, this is unnecessary.
This is talking too much.
Unnecessary. I was thinking about that. We learned this is a pattern of his.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, Jimmy, scale it back, man.
Keep your
shut your mouth, man.
han återkommer till det i deras relation med att säga, oh, I thought I could tell you everything, yes. För att vi är liksom gifta. Och
she not the one. You could be best friends with maybe like a Sarah Ann. Oh. You can't be best friends like that with her. She's somebody, you got to keep it. She's so insecure, you got to keep it back. You can't tell her somebody's
men
cute.
Men också,
celebrity
give
crushes.
It time. Alltså, jag menar, man kan ju inte glömma, det är inte som att de är ett vanligt gift par där de kanske var ihop massa år innan och lärde känna varandra och sen gifte sig.
Is raw.
Ni har ju precis träffat varandra. Och nej, vet du vad, du är generellt ett bra tips att maybe don't say precis allt du tänker.
And apparently they've been apart alltså, for menar, a bit too.
Vissa grejer är bara så här, du kan bara linda in det lite grann. Eller don't mention it. För honom spelar det uppenbarligen ingen roll. Men du vet hur det kommer come across att säga sådär.
Yeah.
I didn't have the mind made up when I told you I loved you. Like,
what are you doing?
Jimmy, fucking rookie alltså.
Wrong, but
you want more of this combo?
Problem solving is not...
Nu lyssnar hon inte längre. Hon bara tänker
på det. Nope. She only found, she found the negativity.
If someone's like giving me an attitude and a tone, I don't really want to sit here and ask questions about what you're like as a future wife and stuff. I'd rather just like move on.
Well, now he goes even further.
I didn't get any clarity, which kind of sucks. But she also said that I ruined her experience.
Shut your mouth, man.
So it was a little unfair. Because I was still seeing it through at that point. It was a little unfair that she sort of slammed me. And if I truly love someone, I would really want what's best for them, not like to yell at them, telling them that I ruined their experience. And then she brought up looks as well, which was kind of
she brought up what?
Looks.
This is the last person to say it. He doesn't know yet.
Like she told me that I'll like be holding my breath when I see what she looks like.
Come on, this nigga's stupid.
It's like... I just thought that was a little weird to say, considering the principle of
he's
the,
fishing right here.
Sort of the whole experiment. So,
is it weird? Was it weird? Yeah. Was she off?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
she's,
you're gonna did see I fuck her. Up?
You're gonna
I could
see
say
her.
I can't wait to get there, but I can't wait.
It's her nervous laughter.
This guy, also.
He fucking up, man. Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
Piece of work.
She's a wreck, man.
Laura or Jeremy, the hånglar på sängen.
We didn't get to see them so much in their pods and that, right? I don't feel like we saw more triangles.
Fiance.
She annoys me so much, bro.
With such a normal size neck.
What? Oh, he did.
I love that.
That's second thought of that.
You know what?
Neck.
We've seen women with this neck shit a lot. I mean, throughout this series. Every season is at least one that does this, like, keep just picking at these guys. And I'm telling y'all, man, it don't feel good. It don't feel good. Like, I would never think of doing that to my partner.
Nej. Men tror att de gör ju inte det för att det ska feel good. De gör det för att de försöker ändra the behavior.
Right.
Nej, hon försöker väl...
Well, how is she gonna change any behavior about his neck?
Nej, men den neck var ju ett skämt. Han hade ju sagt att han hade thick neck.
Right.
Och hon bara, you have a normal size neck. Det hade varit skillnad om hon kom ut och bara, man, you do have a thick neck.
No, I'm saying don't say nothing about it. But I'm saying what she's doing, she picking at that, she's gonna bring about this, you know, they do the little...
Det är värre det som hon kommer att säga, eller värre, men man märker att hon stör sig på hans kläder. Att han har sina Hawaii-skjortor och så vidare och så vidare. Och,
you don't have to do the little...
Men det är väl för att hon försöker få honom att stop wearing the Hawaii shirts.
My advice to those out there is you don't have to snip your way to the result.
Hur ska man göra?
Just be direct. Be direct. Just say, yo, I think you're a good-looking guy, but you could accentuate your look by doing this to your style. You know, maybe... Wear less tight pants or more baggy pants, whatever you think. I think I would like it if you tried wearing hoodies or whatever. Kind of like how Mayra did it. But she started with the snip too.
Oh yeah, hon var ju väldigt snippy där.
I forgot. But the fashion thing that she did with him, he was just cool, man.
Det var så här jag köper lite nya kläder. Ta på dem här. Jag vill inte att få liksom lite presenter.
Yeah, man.
Så bara här får du en.
There's ways to do it, man.
Jag köpte en ny skjorta till dig. Oh, nice. Och så det råkar inte vara en Hawaii-skjorta liksom.
And if your intention is for the fashion to change, then it's better received that way. If your intention is to break him down, then yeah, this is the way to do it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Put it up.
I said I like wearing Henleys.
Can you wear a Henley tomorrow?
Wait till you see tomorrow's shirt.
Dress like an adult.
Whatever. And then the laugh. Oh. The combination of her doing this and then running up and run tell that so she heard the information, and then the shit with the appropriation and the getting sassy when the black girls come around just makes it just a full package. Man. I know that woman. I know that woman, and I do not like her.
To be fair, he can't rock the Hawaii shirts.
No, I agree. I mean, I'm not saying she's wrong with that. I'm saying the approach is wrong.
Absolutely. Jag hör dig och jag håller med. Men med allt det sagt, he should switch up.
Yeah, he should switch up.
För det är not a good look. Jag tror, sorry alla white guys där ute, jag tror att man måste ha lite, du måste åtminstone vara kanske grek eller någonting. Du måste ha lite, utan att säga att man har olive skin.
Yeah.
Någonting sånt.
I'm waiting to see if you bring up the skin.
Spanjor, grek, italienare, då tror jag du kan pull off en Hawaii shirt. Men är du bara
Irish,
white, Caucasian, du kan inte ha en Hawaii shirt. Alltså det är svårt med vissa färger på så här lily white skin, tycker jag. I'm sorry. Det är bara, this is my preference.
Okay. But not all Hawaiian shirts are white based like that. Have a white base.
True,
like,
men jag tycker att det är kan vi hålla med varandra om att det är enklare att det, såna där typer av skjortor, they pop på different type of skin. Way better.
I agree, yeah.
Hade Clay haft den där skjortan eller en annan Hawaii skjorta, det looked way better.
Even Trevor.
Trevor, precis. Det jag menar, han har lite mer av det här, det mörka looken. Det är svårt när man är bara en pasty white guy att ha the Hawaii shirts. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's just, you know.
Yeah. If we can see your veins on the back of your calf,
it's not for you.
Then don't, it's not for you, dog.
Vi går till. Ja, nej, vi får inte hoppa över det här.
I was gonna say, don't skip this. Don't skip the pool.
I'm very attracted to Laura physically, sexually, mentally, emotionally, all of the Lees. I feel like I can go fight a shark right now. Pretty good.
Are you taking cocaine? Is he high?
Seems like it.
Yeah,
right,
he has a coke, like a.
I've got plenty of aura. Romantic feelings, you know, being
shades on in the pool.
Rose petals, and we've had some champagne, had some lobster for dinner. Pretty romantical.
He's a dork, bro.
We're gonna have a great night / life together. It's gonna be a good time.
Is he on Molly?
I'm about happy. Drunk in love.
Drunk in love, that's what it is. On the skateboard, surfboard.
We're just getting started.
You can hear her vagina dry up. That's the noise. He don't see this?
Is this my life now?
Oh. There it went.
You don't want pussy. Like, you do not want to have sex with her.
You're such an idiot.
It's not a compliment, bro. I've seen this happen, man. I've seen people talk themselves out of romantic situations.
Du tycker han är störig, han har en störigt beteende som en så här lillebrorsa som annoying the stora syrran typ.
Yeah. You don't need to be naughty child. That's not the naughty they're looking for.
Nej. Men alltså det hade kanske funkat bättre med någon annan, men hon verkar ju inte gilla det, och hon har ju redan established det här med att uppenbarligen så stör hon sig lite på hans stil, hon verkar störa, hon verkar inte love det här, hans störiga games just nu liksom. Nej. Han borde bara read the room lite. Men
yeah. You know the type of guy she need a thick neck dude. Or like an actual thick neck. And a guy that's ignoring her.
Oh.
She'd be all up on him if he was acting like nonchalant, don't care.
Standoffish?
Yeah, standoffish. Jeez.
What? Are we saying Jesus? Vi kommer till, vi hoppade, vi keep skipping Amy och
I was gonna say that, I saw you scroll past. It's like, I'm just not, it ain't for me.
Det verkar bara kul för dem. De är bara inte så intressanta.
I don't even remember what they showed there.
Nej.
They were just there by the pool, right?
Ja, just hanging out by the water. Inte as kul relation. Men bra att det går bra för dem.
She did mention that she's he's not her prototype guy.
Ja, men det snackade vi om förra gången, att hon gillade ethnic
men. She says
man.
It again here, right?
Oh, okay.
Look, you forgot what she said? You don't give a fuck about them.
Det var bara någon. Ja, nej, det kanske är nästa avsnitt egentligen. Men AD och Clay.
They seem to be hitting it off.
In the pool.
She took her. That was a move. She got the moves, man.
In a bathing suit.
Wowzers.
Wowzers.
Boom. I feel like she took off that thing and like her superpower just came through. Just like, take off your clothes all the time, you know?
So good, dude.
One thing about it, I'ma look good.
It's been exciting.
Probably one thing about exciting. It, I'ma look good.
She's my little pillow, you know? I'm a little baby. I just like...
Stop with the baby. Stop it, bro.
I'm a big baby. But I'm not fucking trying to leave with that. Like, I want to be like, looking her eyes and like, all right, this is my baby. Like, I want to be vulnerable with her and not just be like sexualizing her, because I need to make sure that she's looked at as the queen that she is. At the end of the day, this is my fiance and it has to be respect on that level.
Is it whore Madonna?
Yeah, that's a good dose of whore Madonna there. Some han gav sken av. But this is actually my fiance, so I gotta respect her. Hon är inte bara någon other...
Can't be having sex with my fiance.
Other random lady out there. Som man inte behöver respekt. Ja, men lite så. Men det har vi ju varit igenom med Clay, att han känns ju som en så här...
Underdeveloped. Väldigt,
och han är ändå 30. Jag tycker han ibland känns som att han är 22, liksom.
Right. He seemed like a fresh out of college guy.
Ja.
It's a shame.
Men, ja, han är...
But it feels like, in this short amount of time, we watched him grow up a bit.
Ja, precis. Han kämpar på och han försöker utveckla sig själv.
She got what she wanted,
han
project.
Måste bara sluta med the baby talk. Jag fattar inte att hon inte får en ick av det. Men, it's definitely not for me.
She's ick repellent.
Ja, verkar så alltså.
It does fit. I'm like a 5.5.
Okay.
I feel like I could be a 5, but like I don't want to force it, and I want to be able to take it off just in case.
Oh, do men wear rings? Like,
yes, bro, you are definitely getting a ring.
When?
This is the dumbest shit.
At the wedding.
Really? So you get at the wedding?
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Engagement ring, Clay? Because
I don't know. I don't know, but like I don't honestly.
Yes, at the wedding. At the wedding. And then you get like ring bearers.
Okay.
And then like. The bridesmaid or like maid of honor will hold my ring for you.
Why is it hard to watch?
I don't like when our people are displayed as dumb as hell.
Most of them have yet the ring situation.
Have you ever seen a movie?
We
see movies where they say stuff like "with this ring, I thee wed." It's part of the vow.
Ah, du menar att han borde veta att han kommer att få en ring?
Yeah,
what you're saying?
He's like, what? Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
Like, where you been? You don't know that you... I mean, you do know you have an ego. You found out you have an ego. You found out that you... You know, maybe he's just a workaholic.
He's just a baby. He's just a baby.
Yeah, he just need a pillow.
Mm.
I feel like this dude's so underdeveloped. This scene made me, like, worried about him.
Mm.
What else doesn't he know? Like, imagine having a financial discussion with him. When they're talking about their finances, and he's like, what? Your credit score matters? Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Men jag skulle vilja veta lite mer, vad är hans accolades och hans...
He talks about accolades a lot. I'm telling him, you know what he did? He probably bought an Amazon, like, route. He probably did something like that.
He bought an Amazon route?
That's what they do now, yeah. Amazon is all, like, independent contractors.
Okay.
So if you got some, you get your money together, you could buy some routes, and then you could just have a, you could build an empire like that.
A delivery company empire.
Yeah, basically. That's a lot of young brothers are doing it.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. Men då, hon verkar liksom inte störa sig på något av det här. Hon, de har...
Are you surprised?
What you mean?
That she's not bothered by this stuff?
Med tanke på att hon är en fixer-ho.
Yeah. Yes.
Britney och
I've been waiting on
Assault
this.
Mike.
Assault Mike and Britney and a young Brit.
Vi ser honom stå där i hans wife beater och hans durag och shorts och borsta tänderna.
With a bucket full of wasted rose petals dumped on the bed.
Okay. Because
ain't nobody using that bed.
I'm gonna sen get extremely used to having a rose petal.
He's singing.
Laying next to me.
Always.
He brushing his teeth.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. You got food in your mouth.
Start.
Yeah.
Every time.
Can we talk about it real quick?
Men för det här missade jag första on the first viewing. Jag tänkte bara nu på att god damn, de sitter här i sängen. Han har precis borstat tänderna.
Mm.
Och så håller han på att tugga. Jag bara, vad är han fucking tugga på? Och you pointed it out. Vad var det för någonting?
He's eating some candies. It was a pack of candies laying on the bed. Before he gets in the bed, I told him, I was like, before we start, I was like, rewind that. Look at this motherfucker. This motherfucker got a pack of candies in bed, brushed his teeth, and then ate candy before having this dumbass plan. for the future that you will only say if you're not married yet.
What was the dumbass plan?
He gonna say it. We're playing this right here.
Yeah, comment
he gonna say this dumb shit.
I always wanna unpack our day.
Okay.
One went well.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Okay.
Well, it didn't go so well.
Okay.
And how you feel about us?
Okay.
Every night.
Every single night.
That's, every not, gonna, that's not gonna last.
Get the fuck out. That shit gonna last a week and a half. Especially if you had a bad day, man.
Let me just go to bed, man.
Hopefully, by the time you get into bed, y'all have discussed these important things that happened
throughout
the day.
Så man ska vara schysst med tolkningen så betyder det ju bara att saker. För att unpack your day och fråga hur det har varit, det är ju ingenting fel. Och om man ska tolka det schysst så kanske han menar bara att så här, någon gång under kvällen när vi kommer hem från våra respektive jobb så vill jag gärna prata igenom våra dagar. Och bra ambition. Men om man menar det literally så är att så här, vi ska, när vi lägger oss, because they're not having sex, så istället ska de bara unpack the day.
It's the opposite of sex.
Ja.
Yes.
Och det är bara så här, listen,
sex backwards.
Det är en kul ambition, men that's not gonna
last. That's gonna guarantee you don't be horny. If you try not to fuck the marriage, then just have that conversation every night.
In bed.
God, the hell? First, we're gonna get in bed. We'll eat our candy. I'm gonna ask, as I'm eating, I'm gonna tell you about my day. And then we're gonna pray and go to sleep. Get the fuck out of here, man. I think he said, does he say pray? I don't even think he says pray. He's slipping. Jesus don't like that.
Yes. All right. How I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I found no ick.
Saying none.
I found no ick. One thing I did notice. Our water bill is going
to be... It's a lot of deodorant.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
We both like long showers and you...
Damn, han hade liksom ett tjockt lager av bara vitt. That's not a good look right now, Assault Mike. Fucking mouth full of candy.
He had like a lab mouse in a headlock.
Lab mouse in a headlock. Oh, this one's so good, fuck this.
Oh. Go back to it. I want to show
you. If I listen,
you can probably do the 10 seconds. Oh, here you go.
One went well.
Yeah.
Oh, you went way better.
Okay. Then how did it so sense?
It didn't go so well.
Okay.
How you feel about us?
Okay.
Every night.
Every single night. Okay.
She's like, what the fuck?
Wait, every single night?
All right. How I feel.
Get ready to pause on this.
Wonderful. I found no ick.
Yeah. I saw you later there.
Saying none.
I found no ick. He's going to laugh in a second.
Okay.
One thing I did notice.
Here we
our
go.
Water bill is going to be...
Boom! Let it go! Let the mouse free! What did that mouse do to you, man? In the name of Jesus.
Nej, som sagt, ni ska kolla videoversionen. Det är bara thick ass
that's
layer.
That's a thick clump. I mean, how many wipes? How many rolls do you do? You wear roll on or spray? You don't do spray. Nobody does spray anymore, right?
Jo, ibland. Jag brukar...
You have spray?
I alternate sometimes.
I didn't know they make spray anymore. I thought it was a ozone thing. But I do roll on. But I do the bar roll on. So it could leave. But I use the women's, it don't leave.
Oh, for the bar roll on one shirt, tip Old Spice eller någonting. Yeah. That shit'll fuck you up like that. Yeah. Om man tar för mycket, men tricket är att du inte ska ta sig.
Two swipes.
The daddy have 20 swipes.
And I shave my underarms. I don't know, you probably don't.
No?
I shave my underarms, so that's also due to a bunch of hair caked up under his arm too.
Mm.
Come on, fellas. Manicure. Take care of yourself. That's funny, man.
Men to be skönt för honom, hon har inga ex. Det är flera grejer här som jag skulle kunna tycka var ex.
Yeah.
Men bra, han klarade det. Picked a good one, verkar som.
Yeah.
Och det är alltid så här, det här måste ju vara, det finns no way att det här inte är awkward. Om man inte är till Britney och hans brud som jag inte kommer ihåg namnet på. Nej, Brennan, vad heter han? The Black Couple från ett par säsonger känns som basically hade sex framför kamerorna.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about. He had a white name.
Brennan?
Tiffany and Brett.
Brett. För där, de sket ju bara liksom. Men annars så bara, jag kan inte tänka mig att det inte är super...
You messy as hell. I see where you fast forwarded to.
Det är super duper awkward annars. Tänker jag att så här, man känner fortfarande inte varandra här.
You gotta get them before they get in the bed.
Jag vet. Man känner inte varandra här och man ska... man ska ha ett room full of cameras, cameramen, yeah, och försöka ha en så här relaxed konversation om...
Yeah, but remember, the good thing is that, thankfully we got to talk to Mayra about this, is that it's only a short amount of time.
Oh.
So the rest of the time you could be more normal and...
I'm emphasis.
Yeah, you could probably be more intimate and stuff. So I understand that people don't want to be all... But except for Brett and Tiffany, he was giving her the business.
You can leave.
I'm clapping cheeks.
You can stay or leave.
You can leave or you can go home.
Fucking tonight. I'm thinking about
fucking right now. Cameraman like, damn, what do I do? I take my dick out?
Men ja, Jimmy och Megan Coyote, de ska retire to the bedroom.
Yes.
Do you have anything som du reagerar starkt på, John?
Yeah, man.
Take us through this.
You gotta get it out, girl.
Hell all yeah, right, brother.
A lot of teeth brushing. I'm proud of everybody. But he about to get in bed now. Now watch this.
Don't put this on bed.
Before, what is those of y'all just listening, before he gets into bed, he's about to pull down his pants to reveal his massive penis. But
exactly.
He pulls down his pants. And he's only got his underwear on. He's about to get in bed. There's a little touch of the groin area.
Thump.
A package tap.
A package tap.
Don't act like you don't know why.
Well, men, det är du som är the expert commentator här, Hanna. Take us through it. Varför gör han en package tap?
You do the package tap because you never know if your penis, not so much balls, but you'll never know if your package is going to betray you.
Okay, betray you.
Especially when there has been pool involved in a lot of these situations.
Okay.
And the pool is the enemy of the penis.
Mm.
If you want to represent at night, you have to have that pool situation behind you because the pool dick, whew. When your dick come out the pool, it'd be just looking flimsy as all get out. Head, big, necks, skinny, and weak. Spaghetti and a meatball, like for real.
Spaghetti and a meatball.
Så
det har inte varit någon sauna här emellan eller någonting sånt, utan det är straight from, det känns like som att det är pool.
Yeah,
till
pool and brushing teeth and all that. So your dick, you gotta make sure that when you get in the bed, you want your dick to be, you don't want it to be hard, but you definitely don't want it to be pool. Mm. So you gotta kind of, sometimes you gotta wake them up.
Mm.
So you gotta give the quick check. Also, it's not just to wake it up. You waking it up and you checking like what we look, what we like. Because if it ain't good, you gotta go make some excuses up. Hold on.
I forgot something.
I gotta go tie my shoe. so that's why he does a little dick, and he did the dick tap, and I felt seen.
Yeah.
When he does the
represent
tap. Exactly, he did it for all of us, man. Thank you, Jimmy. Show the world.
I must say, you're giving it to the people. Det är många som inte skulle förstå the significance
yeah
av vad han gjorde där. Men bra, då vet ni som inte hade koll på det innan. Jim has been around before.
Package tap. Oh, here we go. Look.
Are you excited to see me?
Heat seeker.
Are you excited to see me?
Yeah.
No.
She said no.
What the fuck? I said, oh my God.
What's the first thing you noticed about me?
Oh. Fishing for compliments.
Fishing for negativity.
Oh.
When I ran towards you like a freaking T-Rex.
She did do that, though.
She did.
What? What was it?
She really wants him to say
it. Yeah, you had pretty teeth.
Yeah.
Not like
thanks
big teeth, but like you have like ideal teeth. Some people think it's a diss, but you have like big square white teeth.
She don't want that, man.
I noticed your eyes.
Look at her trying to guide him. This is so awkward for me.
I noticed your teeth. That is a good answer.
You said PG.
Oh.
What was it?
Else. You know what she saw? Titties. The titties!
I mean...
It's because of the cameras, I think.
Yeah.
You have big boobs.
So. Oh, God! I noticed your pretty eyes. That was a nice answer.
So is it...
And so that was baby voice,
do you
too
want the answer or not? Also, Jag tolkar
verkligen... Someone said a particular answer.
Ja, like, men write it down. Precis, skriv på lappen innan av att jag ska säga dina eyes, så kan vi bara spara in tiden. Yeah. För att han sa ju nu ett PG answer, så vilket var the teeth, vilket är pretty...
It's nice.
Det kanske inte är the ultimate, jag fattar, I get it.
It's what liksom. I noticed. You men asked the question.
Du frågar dig på riktigt, ska han vara ärlig, så I noticed you have fucking nice teeth. Det är yeah. fucking, why not? Och sen så sa han, you have your big boobs. Men liksom... Så du ville att han skulle säga, I know that's your eyes. Okay, well. Can't stand her.
She's the worst, bro. It stays bad.
It stays really bad. Men jag tycker vi avslutar här, för att det är bara nu lite så här pillow talk scener.
Mm-hmm.
Och the real action kommer ju i nästa avsnitt.
Mm.
Okay, så vi är tillbaka snart med avsnitt 6. Okay?
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Peace.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.